It's Bughouse Square. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock, right? Catherine's nodding, and yes, Sean, you've got the day and the time correct. Very good. Thank you. This is Bughouse Square. It's Radio Valencia. Welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week at Bughouse Square, we've got a very special guest. Catherine here is training for her up-and-coming show, so we'll hang with her a bit, but I'm not going to let her get in my way. No, I've got all kinds of big plans for this show. Just records and stuff like that, and nothing too thought out, but thoughtful.
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Give me a job, give me some security. on a soccer field, yeah. Say Boosie again. Everybody, come on. Say Boosie. What? Come on.
Boosie.
Let me hear y'all now.
Boosie.
Come on.
Boosie.
Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Boosie's rapper band.
Yeah, it's Bootsy Collins. And the name of that song was, the name is Bootsy, baby. The name is Bootsy, baby. It's there's an exclamation point. Hey, this is Bughouse Square. This is also Radio Valencia. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission. In the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's dark now. It's the winter, man. It's December. It's December. But it's good. It's a beautiful day today. I want to, let's just do this right now. We've got Catherine, right? Did I remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, Catherine is here just shadowing me and picking up all the nuanced shit that I do that makes the show like so awesome. So she's going to be here. And why don't you tell us about what your show is? What do you got planned?
Thanks, Bughouse Square. okay, so I am going to span different genres, span different decades. I'll maybe start with 80s movie soundtracks, new wave from the 80s into the 90s with Britpop and golden era R&B and trip-hop and alt-rock.
I like the trip-hop.
And indie-pop. And then, I don't know, like maybe throwbacks from 15 years ago.
Okay.
Like indie R&B.
What did you listen to in high school?
My first CDs were The Cure Mixed Up.
Okay.
And The Pixies.
Nice. What, yeah. Pixies record? Surfer Rosa?
No. The one with, I think it was Doolittle.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll follow up. Nice.
Yeah. And I stand by my choices.
I'm not going to attempt to knock you off that pedestal. What is your show's name?
It is going to be named Home Remedies.
Home Remedies. Okay, I like it.
I like it. Cool.
Fantastic. Let me tell you about what we listened to. Of course, we had our opener, Woody Guthrie, and then I've been in search of this record, and I'm glad I found it on a 45, because I was like, the Styx. You know, I'm not really into Styx, but I like the song because I too am a blue collar man, and I think it's like one of these songs that like it's like old and cheesy, but it's like totally relevant, even though I'm not like a big fan of that word, because I am. We had the Bootsy Collins, and I think that gets us pretty much caught up. So, Catherine, thanks for that. You're going to be around here. Let's roll this one. Goes like this.
To the man. kiss your eyelids in the morning. When you start to raise your head, and as he sings to you incessantly, from the space between your bed and walls, you walk around all day at school, his feet inside your shoes, looking down every few steps to pretend he walks with you. Oh, does he know that place below your neck is your favorite to be touched? And as he cries through broken sentences, and I love you far too much, cause you lay awake listening to your breath, worried you smoke too many cigarettes. Is he coughing now on a bathroom floor? For every speck of tile, there's a thousand more you will never see. You must hold inside yourself eternally. I drug your ghost across the country, and we plotted out my death in every city. Memories would whisper, here's where you rest. I was determined in Chicago, but I dug my teeth into my knees, and I settled for a telephone, sang into your machine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. And I kissed a girl with a broken jaw that her father gave to her. She had eyes bright enough to burn me. They reminded me of yours, and in a story told she was a little girl in a red roof sunbreeze field, and there were rows of ripe tomatoes where a secret was concealed, and it grows like thunder clapped under our hands, and stretched for centuries to a diary and trees. With hands stretched towards the calendar hanging itself, but I will not weep for those dying days, for all the ones who've left. There's a few that stayed, and they found me here and pulled me from the grass where I was laid.
Finger said to Louis the King, I got shoestrings and a thousand telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. One right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. World War. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's XTC from the English Settlement record. They say that's their Sgt. Pepper. Do you agree, Uri G?
Man, I love XTC. I love XTC.
I do.
They make me happy.
I do too. They do. You know, they do. They know their way around a pop tune.
Holy cow! I mean, that song. It's like got so many. I forgot how long it was. It's a big song.
It is.
It's an ambitious song.
It is. That whole record is just like, holy moly. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I know. They're really feeling themselves during that period. Love it.
So, Yuri G, we got Catherine in here. She's training for her show.
Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Yuri G.
Let's see. We can do that.
And then on your show, one more time, what is it called? Fast and Loose? Or what? No.
That's somebody else's show. It's Home Remedies.
It's so close.
It's God, so close. Yeah.
I almost had it. Yeah, so how you been, man? How was your Thanksgiving? Oh, man, we got a hella loud-ass band next door. They're just doing sound check. It's pretty
right on.
Pretty big.
It's a happen tonight.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Man, I'm just saying, San Francisco during the holidays, man, everyone, I love it. Like, December's such a great month in San Francisco. Like, it seems like everyone's home playing shows, you know?
Wow, all right. You know what I did last night? Me and the partner? Yeah. We were sleeping on just this side of Stinson Beach on a cliffside.
Yep.
And drinking beer and had a campfire. It was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. Looking
that
at the city.
Wonderful.
It is. It is. That's, I don't know, the Bay Area, you know, right? The haters. What was that thing you said? I forgot to write it down. The haters.
Let the haters be my waiters.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah. How was you got out to the woodland? Did you get there?
I did. I did a big circle.
Uh-huh.
From Watsonville over to Cortland, which is a little bit between Stockton and Sacramento on the Sacramento River.
All right. That's where you just picked up some of your, like, rum or whatever, your, like, contraband, your...
Nah, man. We have family out there. Okay. We've got like a pair spot.
Nice.
We're starting to do Thanksgiving these days. It's on the river. It's a nice spot.
Cool, cool.
Big ranch house. But it's a drive, so we're doing a lot of prep. But
what river would that be?
Sacramento River.
Okay. Right on. We were actually Saturday. We were in Sacto, and as I went past the 113 there, I was like, yeah,
yes,
woodland. Yeah,
there you go. That's the place to be.
Yeah, it was fun. I like Sacramento. I mean, it's if you got a tree to stand under in the summer, it's not bad.
That's it. You know, I have two words for you.
What's that?
Sacramento, big portions.
Big portions. Yeah, they're not going hungry there.
They're gonna give you a lot of food if you go to a restaurant. Oh, I was
man.
Surprised.
Let me tell you about food. We hosted Thanksgiving. We got like so much leftovers. I made like some kind of funky turkey casserole with stuffing in it. I have no idea what it's going to taste like, but let's see. I had like an old pie crust. It was like, all right.
Today was a day where we were like, is this still good?
I'm going. You know, anything under a week that's been refrigerated, I'm fucking down with it. I'll eat it. You know, I don't.
But hey, man, it's just senses will tell you otherwise. Though
they will.
Working overtime.
Wow, nice tie-in, man. What do you got for us
just
this week?
Trying to bring it back. So you know, I've been there's this movie that came out. I've talked about it a couple times. I've been kind of into it. This is the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's One Battle After Another. It's been kind of a dominant
for
the second half of this year for me. And Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead, frequent collaborator of Paul Thomas Anderson, did the soundtrack.
Okay.
So it's a brilliant soundtrack. See a movie, change your life with the music. And so I was just listening to Radiohead today, as one does. You're a fan, right?
Yeah, I am a fan.
Yeah.
A little conflicted these days, but we won't get into that.
Not interested. All I'm saying is I'm picking the kids up at school, you know, a bunch of fourth and sixth graders. I'm like, these kids need to hear Kid A when they're getting in the car.
Oh, yes.
So I'm just playing, because, you know, nothing like a 10-year-old likes better than hearing,
I mean,
you know,
that everything should be in its correct place. Right.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. But what I didn't know I put on was what's called Kid Amnesiac, which is the two records played together as a single piece of music.
Oh, damn. Did they produce that, or was that just some mashup by a...
No. It looks like someone... It looks like it's an official release by someone.
Okay.
And it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea, right? And so Kid A just bleeds into Amnesiac, and you get a sense of it shifting. But then Pyramid Song came on, which is like the big song on Amnesiac, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is like straight out of the One Battle After Another soundtrack. This is like Johnny Greenwood and imagining like the major recurring sonic theme for the movie of the score, it's in the song. So I was like, cool. Oh, let's play that tonight.
Okay, you're laying that out for us. Yuri G, I'm going to make a point of seeing that movie. Then I can, like, you know, join in your enthusiasm.
Come on down. Let's hang out in the home theater and watch it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm fishing for the dongle. Anyway, I don't need that till we conclude this. Good to hear from you. Thanks again for calling in. It's always a pleasure. And I know I sent you a thing that you didn't reply to, but that's cool. I understand you're a busy cat.
I was saving it for tonight.
All right. Good. Excellent.
Well, you know, what I want to say about your Thanksgiving spirit is, like, you really do embrace the, like, this is really a time to give thanks, and it's, like, very touching and poignant.
I think it's
really appreciate it.
I think it's one of those things that it just spans humanity, right? It's just like, fuck, it's like Thanksgiving, right? You're behind this, aren't you? Right?
Yeah.
Catherine?
That's right.
Fucking yeah. Thanksgiving, Scotto? Hell yes. You just flipped me off, but that's cool.
All I can say in my defense is that I was out by Sacramento River at a place called Cortland in a pear orchard.
Contemplating life?
Yeah. Well, where there's not great cell coverage, I guess, is one more of what I would say. And playing a bit of catch up. It also seems lame, like the day after Thanksgiving, like, hey, that was great. Sorry to miss you on Thanksgiving. I was like, I'm going to do it live.
Right on.
I'm going to both apologize. And
No, you don't need to apologize.
Live,
I'm just
dude.
Giving you shit.
Yeah, no,
hey, do you ever get a feeling standing next to the Sacramento River? It there's a certain ominous quality to this vast Sacramento Valley that I get whenever I, like, stand by that river. It's like, oh, shit.
Huh.
At any time, this thing, there could just be, you know, a series of atmospheric rivers, and this thing is going to be a torrent and take out, like, the whole valley. Do you ever think of that? Woodland.
Hey,
they're all underwater.
They don't grow rice there for nothing. You know?
That's right. That's right. And then that causeway you go, and it's like, gets a little closer to the road. You're like, holy crap. All right. Anyway,
It's pretty high up.
Though. No, now it's. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway,
it's flooded, man. It's River Delta.
It is. And those.
Get yourself an airboat and get out there.
And a dike. You need a dike.
Yes, you gotta have a dike.
You gotta have
Absolutely.
The fortified dike. All right, man. We're gonna close this up, and I'm gonna cue up that song. So good to hear from you. And I was within a certain miles on Sunday, but, you know, the time was tight. But we're going to get down there.
Come down and watch this movie with me.
I will. God damn. We can watch it right in your house?
We can.
Oh, man. You're so ahead of time.
That time is
all
past.
Right. Cool, cool.
I got the content. I'm all about content.
Right. I've got plenty of records to play. I'll bring those. All right, man.
Beautiful.
Later. All right, so Yuri G hung up. We're going to do this together. I'm inserting my dongle. Ow! All right, and then we're going to the link that he sent me. I'm glad you can come along. This is Radiohead, Pyramid Song. I'm going to do my Spotify, although it's going to ask me for shit, right? It's going to ask me, all right, so we touched that. Spotify's coming up. Nice. Thank you, Spotify.
Future. Get along without you very well. Of course I do, except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
Yeah, that's Chet Baker from the Chet Baker Sings. Thank you, Ersay. Wherever you may be, I'm sure you're in some pretty cool collective energy mass right now. Thank you, Yuri G. We're a segment we do here. One thing we were talking about, like, it's called What's Cool About Records, and the fact that a record has, like, a history. This is a record from that I got from this cat that he bought new in the 50s and played a lot at different events and stuff. Isn't that kind of cool? And here we are playing it. But also, there's a segment here we call Rives from the Basement, because it's no lie, in the basement we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home recorders. Any style, any genre, it just has to be recorded where you sleep, basically. And people send us in links to where their music lives, and we try to accommodate. So let's see. Hey, I like this one. Hey, I've been recording songs at my apartment for many years. Here's a link to my Bandcamp page. I also played in a lot of bands in SF, but the last one ended in 2020. Info on that can be found at dorothyw.com. Thanks, Dorothy. All right, this is Oliver Starfish by Oliver Starfish. All right, we're going to do this together. Bandcamp's usually pretty good, so I've clicked on this link. They usually prompt me, and they're not going to go, all right, this is Oliver Starfish is the name of this song, and we're touching the button.